Now, today on Music and Ideas, we team up with our online news partner, Bellevue.patch.com, for a special debate. Bellevue Patch editor Venice Buhayan joins me in the studio along with the four candidates for Bellevue City Council Position 4. We're in the studio with Jeffrey Talata. He's a pirate, and he's all about empowering citizens. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
We also have Steve Kasner, 20-year Bellevue resident and East Bellevue Community Council Chair since 2009. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have current council member Kevin Wallace with us. Hello, Kevin. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
And lastly, we have Bill Hurt with us. He is definitely champion East Link. Stop East Link. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that with Bill. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you.
And welcome, Venice, to the show. Thank you for being with us. And I'm going to turn it over to Venice to kind of get the debate started.
Thanks, Sonia. So, gentlemen, thanks for coming. Can you please give us a quick introduction of yourselves and why you chose to run for the Bellevue City Council in Position 4? Please don't forget to state your name.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Jeff Talata, and I'm running for Bellevue City Council so that I can take the duties of the City Council and one by one turn them into crowdsourced processes where people can come together, propose ideas for changes, and tweak them until they're ready for fruition and, you know, put them in place without a city council. The eventual goal being that the city council will become obsolete. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Steve Kasner, and I've been active in the city of Bellevue for over 20 years, and I'm not sure that Bellevue is a city where we can have the council become obsolete, but I decided to run because I believe that the current Bellevue City Council has lost focus with the needs and desires of the residents of Bellevue. Bellevue is the fifth largest city, the second largest economic generator in the state, and it's widely diverse with lots of fascinating things going on. And I believe this council has lost its way a little bit in spending an inordinate amount of time on working on the Sound Transit issues and trying to build the line cheaply, not correctly. This is a 50 to 100-year investment. Most of my time has been spent supporting the neighborhoods, and one of the final things causing me to run in this particular race and election, at a neighborhood leaders conference in February, the neighborhood leaders said that they go to city council all the time and they just don't believe that they're heard. So I'm looking forward to bringing a holistic city view and working on the problems together to find solutions to the many problems that Bellevue faces today. Thank you very much.
My name is Kevin Wallace, and I'm just finishing up my first term on the Bellevue City Council. I'm a father of three. I have a 6 and 11-year-old boys at home and a stepson who's 21 and is serving our country in the Air Force over in England with the Royal Air Force, and my wife, Natalie. In my day job, I'm in the real estate business with my family's company, Wallace Properties, has operations in downtown Bellevue and works with commercial real estate across the state of Washington. And that gives me a good background on a lot of the issues that are important to managing a billion-dollar enterprise like the city of Bellevue. In the last 4 years, we focused on – there were two key issues that were of importance as we were in the recession and light rail was coming at our door when the voters approved it. One was light rail and two was the budget. And we spent a lot of time during those 4 years working on an agreement with Sound Transit that achieved – the goals of providing quality light rail, but doing it in a way that protected Bellevue's neighborhoods from the noise, visual, and traffic impacts of it, and did it within both sides' budget. It was a very difficult issue that required a lot of collaboration, discipline, communication, and I was a key leader in the negotiations of that agreement. And in the end, we came up with something that was supported unanimously by the Bellevue City Council, unanimously by the Sound Transit Board, and was appreciated by the supporters of both sides. So in an era where we have a lot of disagreement in politics, this is a great example of a solution that really – where we really came to common ground and found a great collaborative solution on a very difficult issue. The second thing was the budget. We had an era – we're in an era from 2009 forward where we were having declining revenue because of the sales tax. And that's very difficult for a city government to deal with. As we know from the state government, it was wrestling with the same problem. We completely revamped our budget system so that we were priority-based budgeting, and we were able to achieve a great broad-based budget that covered all of the core governmental functions of the city in spades, but did it without raising tax rates. So, and we did that, again, by collaborating amongst all seven of the council members to come out with a mutually supported solution that delivered on the goals of the city. So I'd like to continue in the next 4 years to capitalize on the collaboration that we've been able to achieve among the council members and the relationships that we've leveraged with our regional and state leaders, and use that to take advantage of the next phase of Bellevue, which over the next 4 years, we have such an amazing opportunity as we recover and to create jobs and to continue to provide for the vibrant, great neighborhoods that we have and address the transportation needs that we have in the city. So that's what I'm looking forward to do in my next term as your Bellevue City Council member.
My name is Bill Hurt. I'm a retired Boeing engineer whose only previous elective office was president of 25 class of 57 seniors in Armstrong, Iowa. I'm here today to attract listeners to my blog, StopEastLinkNowBlogspot.com. It's my attempt to inform voters about the devastating effects of the Bellevue City Council's East Link agreement with Sound Transit. The council could have used the permitting process and the fact Eastside taxes provide more than enough funds to assist on any route they preferred. For example, they could have demanded ST tunnel from I-90 through the city to the hospital area, as they recently agreed to do with a North Gate extension.
Okay. You know what, Bill, I'm going to stop you because we're going to get into that just a little bit more. But just in general, what do you want people to know about you? We're going to talk about your East Link for sure. But anything that you want listeners to know specifically about you and what you can bring to the table?
Well, again, this issue is something that's not personal with me. I live nowhere near light rail. I very rarely go into the city, especially during peak commutes. And it's just something I believe. It's my way to make a difference.
Okay. Well, we're gonna allow you to talk a little bit more about that as well. So we're definitely going to talk about Stop East Link. So you all kind of touched on a couple of different things, and I know your issue very well. I'm going to come back over to you for a second, though, Jeffrey. You know, you mentioned crowdsource processes, and I wanted you to elaborate on exactly what that means, in addition to maybe folding that into what does it mean to be a pirate, because maybe our listeners are not aware that you're a pirate, you're not Democrat, you're not Republican, you're a pirate. What does that mean, and how does that play into this crowdsource process?
Okay. So a pirate is the Pirate Party believes in 100% government transparency and privacy for all people, not corporations, not the government. And that sort of came out of a fight against copyright and patent. And while those aren't the top issues currently, especially in the national level, transparency and privacy has been a major issue with the NSA. But that doesn't really go into the local level. At the local level, the Pirate Party is interested in democratizing the city processes, making it so that the government is 100% transparent, will allow the citizens to better judge how to work on the issues at hand. As for crowdsourcing, usually it takes place online, but in order to get it out to everyone, we would have to allow for the ability to do it at City Hall or library or some other physical location. But the idea behind it is to allow people to collaborate on issues. Say there's a problem with a sidewalk not being wide enough. Someone would propose that and people would come together and say, hey, yeah, that does have effect on me, and they would work together to see how the budget works, and so they would come up with the solution and implement it.
Okay. Steve, I'm going to come to you and just have you explain really quickly on your holistic city view. What does that mean?
Well, open and transparent is pretty important to me also. And there are many agendas throughout the city, and the council's agenda is complicated. And I believe that we've lost focus of our entire city, and we're focusing on specific projects or taking time, and issues are getting lost. And, you know, specific neighborhoods are not getting traction on their issues. It's slightly better through the capital improvement process, but, you know, open and transparent government is so important. And years ago, the council was much more transparent, and now it almost feels like it's hyper-partisan with appointments to boards and commissions, and we don't have the transparency that our city deserves.
Okay. Well, that brings me over to you, Kevin, talking about transparency. You said that there's a big opportunity in the next 4 years, and I just wanted you to know, what does that mean? You talked a little bit about the two things that you focused on, being the light rail and the budget, and now these things have kind of moved forward. So what are the next opportunities that you were referring to in the next 4 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, as we look out into the next 4 years, what we've done in the last four, because we didn't have as much money, frankly, as we thought we would, we've been working on planning, and so we've created a number of really good plans for increase in opportunity for creating jobs in our community, and also for continuing to maintain and enhance the vibrancy of the neighborhoods of the city of Bellevue. That's really what Bellevue is. It's a collection of neighborhoods, whether it's the downtown neighborhood or the Lake Hills neighborhood or the Somerset neighborhood. And all of those neighborhoods need to be served by the city council. It's not about one specific area or another. It's really a citywide issue. And I think in the last 4 years, we've really demonstrated a great ability to continue to do that despite the revenue challenges that we had. So I think, you know, going forward, in addition to being able to focus on the opportunities that we have in taking the light rail agreement that we achieved at great effort and harnessing that new investment that's going to come into our community, but also to tie that along with our improvements to the plans out in Bell Red that will enable growth out in that area, the Spring District project and others, and improvements to the ability to grow in the downtown. And all these things, from a growth standpoint, will enable us to create those great tech sector jobs and jobs in other companies that are competing globally by hiring the smartest people in the world, bringing them here and paying them, and they're living in our city and attending our schools. So it's really a great opportunity for us going forward to continue to leverage on the foundations that we've created over the last four.
And Bill, I'm going to come to you. I know Stop East Link is your platform, and you know you did mention that you don't live in the area, you don't take it. So why is it an issue that you're very passionate about?
I'm passionate about it because I hate to see the destruction it's going to cause to the city of Bellevue. I hate to see the fact that when you spend this $2-3 billion on a light rail system, that will increase Cross Lake congestion rather than decrease it. The other thing it does is it takes away the opportunity to install bus rapid transit across the center bridge, I-90. The only way we can meet the future needs for Cross Lake mass transit. It's the only way we can do it. Light rail is not the answer. And it never will be. And people that are telling you that simply are exaggerating and not being truthful.
Great. Thanks a lot. I was wondering if you guys could specifically talk about what in your experience or your background are you bringing to the table that Bellevue needs right now? And we'll start with you.
So my experience with in college, I was the vice president of the Ballroom Dance Club, and I had to manage the club, gather opinions on instructors to bring in, and put those together in proposals and present those. My experience is mainly in dealing with groups of people. I don't have too much experience at, you know, city level stuff, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Steve?
Okay. What I bring to the table is leadership. Leadership and collaboration. When I came to the community council 7 years ago, relationships between the council and the city and the staff were horrible. So horrible, in 2001, there was a move to eliminate the community councils as being ineffective. The members of my community council are highly partisan, and members of both parties work together to craft solutions that work for all of Bellevue. I believe that my opponent displays no leadership except for the couple of issues that he cares about, and there are too many issues that are being neglected. And I will work with all of the members of the council to make sure that those issues are finalized and finished and not lost among other issues.
Okay, Kevin?
Thanks. Excuse me. I guess the question is what skills or background do you bring to the table to do the job? In my background as a president of a real estate company, I'm running a company that has a lot of translation over to running a large city enterprise like the city of Bellevue. I also have a legal background. We have a lot of legal issues that come up. One example of that was the light rail land use code issue that came up. And, you know, we were on the council dedicated to protecting our city constituents who were impacted by this train from the impacts of noise and vibration and the visual impacts of light rail. And the agreement that came out from our staff was simply inadequate to provide those protections. And so Deputy Mayor Robertson and I got together and redrafted the land use code amendment and created with it the strongest protections for Bellevue of any city along the light rail line. We now have the strongest protections. Now, how did we get that through? We didn't just pass it by fiat. I went out and personally negotiated that agreement with staff from Sound Transit, the leaders of the East Link project and Sound Transit staff. And we had to have some give and take in that process. We had to collaborate. But we did, and we were able to come up with a solution that was not just supported by the Bellevue City Council and the neighborhoods of Bellevue, but was also supported by Sound Transit staff and Sound Transit's board and the groups that advocate for light rail.
Okay.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, you absolutely can.
First of all, the process that my opponent is so enthralled with is takes away the opportunity for people to really object. There's all sorts of data that says that light rail causes, in Central Lake has to put soundproofing on homes 400 feet away from the homes in Central Lake. Now, none of that routing is going to take care of all those people that live outside their minuscule borders that they're talking about protecting. Mm-hmm. All right. It's going to cause a huge problem for other people that are going to try and cross the Lake Washington Bridge when they take up the center roadway for light rail trains. Sound Transit's own studies show that adding the fourth lane to the outer roadways will not have enough capacity.
Okay. Bill, I want to ask Steve and Jeff here, because they obviously East Link, you know, and Sound Transit, that's a big sticking point. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about your position. Obviously, we know current Councilman Wallace, what your position is. But Steve, talk about your position.
My opponent made my point a little bit when he talked about the city and went right back to Sound Transit, which I believe has taken up far more of the resources of the time and effort of the city council. However, I don't believe my opponent is as collaborative as he claims to be, because citizens wanted input. I mean, many of these meetings that occurred may or may not have qualified for the Open Meeting Act, and it was very difficult as a concerned citizen to find out exactly what was going on with Sound Transit, with the city council, where they stood, how the neighborhoods felt. And that's not good government. I mean, this is a complicated issue. It could have gone to a Citizens Advisory Committee. Now they're bringing a Citizens Advisory Committee in after the fact. That's backwards. I mean, it wasn't done to determine the root. None of those things were done. It kind of popped out and it's like, okay, we'll fix it and cram it into here and we'll build it cheaply. That's not what you do with the major backbone of your transportation system.
Kevin, I know you want to respond. I'm going to give you an opportunity, but I want Jeffrey to also get in and talk a little bit about his position on this issue, being that this is one of the big issues here on the east side.
So I know that Bill Hurt was getting into that people had no chance to respond, and that is one of my major platforms, you know, reforming the city government to allow people into the process. Who is the city council to decide what's important for every area of the city? It's the people living there who really know what issues affect them. And I think it's ridiculous for the city council to claim omnipotence or omniscience in dealing with the issues.
Okay. Kevin, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond. A lot of things have been leveled here. But, you know, Steve mentioned, you know, you kind of personal projects that he, you know, and the collaboration issue. And that seems to keep coming up, you know, from the other candidates here. So how do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, first of all, to answer, address Mr. Hurt's comments, the question before the city of Bellevue was not about whether to run light rail. The question was about how to run light rail. That was what was before the council. I think there are a lot of different opinions about whether to do light rail. But the fact of the matter is that the voters in 2008 voted to do light rail. And so what was in front of us was how to do it. And so we set about to come up with the solution and work with Sound Transit to address the issues of how to mitigate the light rail, this 11-ton train that was coming through our city. Mr. Kasner's comments seem to be addressed in two areas. One is that we took too much time to do it. This is the most difficult, sensitive issue that the city of Bellevue has ever faced. I think that's unequivocal. An 11-ton train through single-family neighborhoods, and where to run it, how to run it, how to pay for it, how to mitigate the impacts. It was an extremely difficult and challenging issue. And it required a lot of incredible effort, not just by myself, but by all of the members of the council and the staff. Now, as far as Mr. Kasner and Mr. Tlada's comments about transparency and openness, we had a number – I can't tell you how many open meetings we had to discuss, public hearings we had to discuss numerous issues on the subject of light rail. But in addition to that, one of the things that I pride myself in doing is direct communication with the constituents. And so, in some of the ones that were more impacted on 112th Street, I went to their homes on Sunday evenings and sat down and broke bread with them and talked about the issues for hours till we could come up with a mutual common understanding about what was the right path forward. And this is the kind of thing that I think is so important in elected leadership. And it's why crowdsourcing doesn't work. It's because we need elected leaders to be able to represent the members of the community and have that personal contact, and then take that knowledge and provide their skills to work out agreeable solutions. And that's, I think, what we achieved, not just myself, but as a council in the last 4 years.
Okay. Bill, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond, but I'm actually going to give everybody an opportunity to respond, because we only have just a few more minutes to go here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around, and Bill, I'm going to start with you actually and give you all about 30 seconds to a minute to respond and kind of wrap up why you're the candidate that people should cast their vote for. And Bill, I will start with you.
All this discussion and disturbances that my opponent agrees that he mitigated didn't have to happen. Sound Transit, the Bellevue City Council could have insisted on a tunnel that ran from I-90 all the way up to the University District. None of these problems he's envisioned would have ever happened to happen, would had to happen. The other option would have been they could have insisted on Sound Transit looking at Bus Rapid Transit. Bus Rapid Transit would have done the same thing, and Bus Rapid Transit wouldn't have increased congestion on I-90 that light rail will.
Okay. Kevin, your last opportunity to respond.
Well, I think, you know, as I said before, the focus that was in front of us at this Bellevue City Council was on how do we represent our community in dealing with this train that's coming through the city, both on from protecting the city from the impacts, noise, visual, traffic, to on the positive side, working on quality design and on a train that provides good light rail service. And that's something I'm really proud of, the solution that we achieved. It was a very difficult issue. It required a lot of collaboration, a lot of communication, not just amongst the council and our community, but with our regional leaders. And we succeeded. We have an agreement that's within each side's resources that mitigates the impacts, or it can, and we'll make sure that it does, and that it's going to provide very quality light rail service. And so I think this is one of these things where the community ought to look at what we achieved on the Bellevue City Council and say, yeah, that's what I should expect. That's what I want to expect out of my government leaders, and I wish I'd see more of it.
Okay. Well, Steve, what can they expect from you? What can they expect to see should you make the ballot?
Well, and the first thing is that in 2008, the previous council had made some decisions that were reopened, wasting tons of time. The final agreement is fair. It was not a great process. But what I want to bring to the council is what other things we're going to do. Sometimes councils have to show leadership. This council and my opponent showed no leadership when they chose not to enact an ethics ordinance. They showed no leadership in some of the other projects throughout the city. And we need to move Bellevue forward to the things that are important throughout the city, and that's transit and so much more, establishing our parts, fixing our infrastructure. I mean, the traffic throughout the city is horrible, and I believe it's partially because it has not been a focus of the city council level. And when neighborhood leaders are saying this council does not listen, it is time for a change. And I would like to be part of that positive change. Thank you.
Okay, Jeffrey, I know you would also like to be part of the change. Tell people why they should vote for you.
All right. So we're in the 21st century. We have the technology to bring democracy to the people. I don't see why the council needs to be there. The people can make the decisions for themselves. And part of being a democracy is deliberation. And that's the most important part. And before the light rail was approved, all we had was a couple comments in the voters' pamphlet. That's not dialogue. So I'm the only candidate that is willing to bring democracy to the people of Bellevue.
Okay. Well, we thank you all for coming in and having this conversation with us today. Jeffrey Talata, Steve Kasner, Kevin Wallace, Bill Hurt, thank you very much. And, of course, our online news partner, Bellevue.patch.com. Thank you, Venice, for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Thank you much. This is Music and Ideas.